My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So we said the 49ers are the most annoying team this offseason because they had two players with trade rumors swirling around them.
Yeah.
And one was actively shopping it, and then it became, well, why didn't he want to play in Cleveland? Why didn't he want to be here? Does he not like Deshaun Watson? Does he not like the city? What does he not like about the city? To the point where, like, Amari had posted something on his social media there. How do players handle trade rumors when they're around? Because I don't expect you to be listening to every single rumor. In fact, I hope it's the other way.
Yeah.
But you can't help but be a part of that and see that as a guy who's been in the league, what, 12 years now?
It's 13.
13 years. That's a while.
Yeah. I think it's when the whispers start happening. If you were not told first or within like the first few minutes and you hear it from a different source, I think that's where the discomfort or maybe even distrust starts to happen within a player, where now you're wondering, like, you know, why is this occurring? Is this actually going to happen? Is it real, or are these just rumors that someone else has created? So there's a lot of mixed emotions that go into, you know, when you're in that conversation of being traded, because now, you know, as a player, you're wondering, okay, do they not see value in me? You know, at this point in time, you know, like, what has shifted or, you know, created this rumor, I guess, more so than anything.
Yeah, think of the Saquon Barkley and how that actually played out on camera because of the hard knocks. And so you see how, you know, trust can erode within an organization or from player to organization. Like, it is something you've got to be on top of as a team, because you start allowing that stuff to fester, it can mess a team from within.
Yeah, that's very true. It definitely can affect the continuity within the locker room itself. And like I said, even that player having a certain level of emotion that now he doesn't know, he doesn't feel maybe valued. So his now buy-in to the team can also shift as well, which can, you know, have just a domino effect in other areas. So, you know, you got to be mindful, very cautious in how you proceed with that. But I think, you know, first and foremost, it's just about just transparency and honesty as much as you can. A lot, just getting out in front of it.
What's the shirt you're wearing right now?
We the best.
Did you realize you were putting that on today?
I did. I thought it was very fitting for this segment this morning. This is a little tribute to the defensive back room. Shirt that I had made last year for us.
You had made it.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy Dreamathon, my man Bruce. He does a lot of these t-shirts. You'll see, like, Deshaun has worn a few. Does the vintage graphic tee. So I got a lot of different faces on the front, a lot of faces on the back. This is the whole defensive back group last year that touched the field. as well as the coaches. You gotta include the coaches in there too. B. Lynch, Banda, J.A. Shout out to the squad.
Dude, they got to do a poster business with this. Do you? I don't know if you are old enough to know. Did you?
He's 34 years old.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. There seemed to be a big drop off. When I was in school, we had the posters. I mean, we had the Bash Brothers for baseball. We had the Bo Jackson poster, and you had them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to make a comeback.
Yeah.
They need to make a comeback big time because, like, that shirt, that would be an awesome poster.
Nah, for sure. I'm surprised. Like, you guys, we gotta decorate the
studio. Get us some. Get us some
whatever, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bring in whatever. I'll do it. I don't care.
Those are the good times. You know, that's the era that I grew up in. So this is a tribute to our works, our efforts, and our mantra. You know, that's what we break it down on every day.
You guys are known as the group that talks the most trash in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Is that by far in the NFL, or are there other groups that do a lot of talking?
I think it's a DB walk and a way of life, you know, to be honest with you. There's a lot of secondaries that I'm sure do a lot of trash talking. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes with the territory. You know, when you step out on that field and you're on that island, you know, you have to have a certain level of swag about you and confidence from within in order to, you know, step up and defend some of the best, you know, out and do it. At a high level on a consistent basis. And that's what, you know, we displayed last year. You know, the guys, the emergence of, you know, MJ, G New, and Ward, man, the trio is special. And then, you know, you pair that with, you know, the safety room, you know, myself, Grant Delpit, Juan Thornhill, you know, young guys stepped up for.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
First, Ronnie Hickman. Shout out Rock, D-Bell, man, it was everybody contributing, you know, Killer, Cam Mitchell, you know, at Nickel. So it really, you know, for us, like I said, you gotta walk with confidence. You gotta have that swag about you. And you see that, from the way that we dress to, you know, the handshakes, the many celebrations that everybody, continues to discuss and talk about in Cleveland. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot more of that this year.
I mean, you can talk, but you guys back it up. And you clearly have gotten under the skin of some teams like, I don't know, Cincinnati. You're in their heads. I mean, it's so clear. And I hope that continues. And, you know, that's turned into a really nice rivalry, if not a war. And I imagine that's got to be a lot of fun, not only that you guys can be loud, boisterous, dance around, but that when you play those guys – I mean, you leave it out there and you prove it every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you have to, you know, not only talk the talk, but you got to walk it. You got to live it. You got to breathe it. And so, you know, it's one thing to claim, you know, you're the best, but it's another thing when you go out there and you put the work on display for the world to see.
All right. Power ranking time. We do three. When we do power rankings, I want to go the three quarterbacks that you are most concerned to go against, or the ones that you respect the most that you go against. Hit the music if you can. Never heard this, so you got to go 3-1 or 1-3, whichever way you want to go. Top three, go.
Mahomes. Who else is on?
I wanted you on the spot on purpose.
Lamar.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go. Let's just go somebody in the NFC. I go my guy, Jalen Hurts.
Why in the NFC? Why does it have to be someone in the NFC?
I just wanted to, show some love elsewhere. I could have stuck within the division. Joe Burrow obviously is one as well that has showed up from year to year. And that group that you spoke about earlier is a very talented one as well.
Media trick, you ready? Mm. Why didn't you say Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott. I respect Dak's game. And based on his performance last year throughout the regular season, he is one of the top tier quarterbacks in this league. He ran that offense at a high level, high efficiency. Every stat possible, he was on the top. So I have a lot of respect, but you just said top three. So those are the quarterbacks that came to mind.
What does a quarterback do that separates? What does one of the great quarterbacks do that separates themselves? As a defensive back, watching him, studying him, what do great quarterbacks do that separate themselves from the rest?
Honestly, I think it starts with minimizing turnovers, right? Like, somebody who respects the ball and takes care of the ball is huge. And then one who is also fearless, when they had the ball in his hands and has a great idea about what's going on before they even line up, has great command, ball placement, all of those sort of things, I think, contribute to having or being a great quarterback in this league. Of course, you have to be able to have all those things work simultaneously in order for you to, succeed. And I've seen, Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, all those guys have a certain level of high football IQ, talent, right? And that talent looks differently between each one of them. But then they also all have like that fearlessness about them. Like, when they hit that field, they know they prepare well, that they're the best, thing walking. And I think, that's what I see most.
Ravens, October 27th. What makes Lamar different? What makes him so difficult?
Lamar, unscheduled throws, things that you can't necessarily game plan for, things that will only appear on Sundays in that moment. And that is the scary part. I think for all players, we thrive off of anticipation, tendencies. And when you have a Lamar Jackson, yes, some of that exists, but the other part that makes him him is you can't necessarily replicate. You can't find it anywhere else. It's just him. And I think that's what makes him special. It's like, he has the dual threat, whether, he can dominate you through the air, right? And he's very streaky, or, he takes a game over with his legs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.